Governor-General of Australia, Professor Glyn Davis, Vice-Chancellor of the University of Melbourne, Dean Professor Abernathy and other distinguished guests and friends of the University and the Faculty of Business and Economics. On behalf of the University, I welcome you all to the official opening by the Governor-General of this wonderful building, affectionately known as the Spot, which is the home of our great faculty, the Faculty of Business and Economics. Before calling on Her Excellency, I would like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations, who are the traditional owners of land on which this ceremony will take place. Tonight, it is a great pleasure to welcome you, Governor-General, on what is not your first visit to the University. I bungled it the first time and said that was Her Excellency's first visit, but it wasn't. It is, in fact, Her Excellency's third visit in the past year in an official capacity, and we very much appreciate the encouragement which you give us by your presence here. As to this outstanding building, it reflects the culture of the University. Though in harmony with its Melbourne locale, the building is also globally distinctive. It not only accords with the state-of-the-art thinking about design and environmental matters, but in its physical form and fit-out, it also seeks to ensure that appropriate facilities are in place to enhance the ability of academics and students to work effectively to international standards in research and undergraduate and graduate courses. These high standards are why this university is a primary destination for Australian and international students. They're also the reason why this year, the third year of the Melbourne model, and notwithstanding the fact that we offer only 6 undergraduate courses compared with almost 100 previously, the standard of entry demand and demand for the Melbourne model courses has again risen significantly. Thus, the entry scores for bioscience have never been higher, and biomedicine is nudging an entry score of 98. Interestingly, the Melbourne Bachelor of Arts admits the largest cohort of students in Australia, yet its entry scores have risen dramatically. I should emphasise, however, that the students who come here include many from underrepresented areas who have the ability successfully to complete the courses here, but who would not have been able to come here without scholarships that are provided by this university. Their scholarships, in turn, have been made possible primarily by generous donations from so many of you. Providing education to international standards in today's world requires the very best teaching and learning facilities. Accordingly, this building has been carefully thought out with great attention to the needs of students and academics, as well as design and environmental matters. Great care has been taken to design and complete the building to the exacting standards set by the university and the dean. The result of this great work and planning is this fabulous building, which I will now ask Your Excellency, the Governor General, to open.
Chancellor, now I know better than this than to embark on an argument with the Chancellor, but I think it's my fifth visit to the University of Melbourne. Professor Glyn Davis, Vice-Chancellor, Professor Margaret Abernathy, Dean, Faculty of Business and Economics, members of the faculty in the university, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your warm welcome. I acknowledge the traditional owners of the place where we are gathered, and also the custodians of this magnificent university, keepers of learning and wisdom, shepherds of our steady advance. I want you to know how delighted I am to join you today. I have a particular affection and regard for the University of Melbourne, and I always feel so warmly welcomed here. I've enjoyed your hospitality on many occasions since I took up my role in September 2008. Every time I come, I get a sense of your energy and leadership. a sense that yours is a dynamic and exciting community of learning, striking new paths in research, scholarship, and pedagogy, and in architecture. In a way, a university looks and feels and occupies space in an urban landscape. I respect the way you meet the challenge as a great institution with a proud history of being thoroughly contemporary while maintaining those loved traditions that matter, if I can make such an observation. Chancellor, you seem to get the balance, which is a fine one, in 2010, just right. Our occasion today, opening a new faculty and a stunning new building, exemplifies that spirit and edge, that trajectory into the new and the coming. A recent study revealed that business education is now the largest and fastest growing discipline in the Australian tertiary sector. An Access Economics survey confirmed that business education adds considerable value to the student, to the sector, and to the wider economy. We know that it is good for business, but it is also good for the strength and sustainability of our universities in our country, and for our stature and contribution internationally. Your new faculty's mission is a broad and a substantial one. Your five-star building is a fitting place to house and foster that mission. It is an exemplar of innovative and environmentally responsible construction. It's already a stellar feature of the university's built environment and of the design character of Melbourne. I admire the flair, the way this city brings to Australian architecture, something that captures in a real way our imagination, gets us talking about design, about creativity, about beauty, stimulating debate and discussion about form, about art, the way we want our cities to be, the way we want our urban design to be. I offer my warmest congratulations to Andrew Norbury of Metier 3 Architects. Your design is spectacular and it heralds the arrival of exciting developments in learning, in leading, and in shaping the university and the city of the 21st century. It's now my great pleasure to open this building officially and the University of Melbourne's Faculty of Business and Economics. My friends, thank you.
Your Excellency Governor General Quentin Bryce, Chancellor Anne Elizabeth Chernoff, Dean Abernathy, and colleagues and friends, it's been a privilege to hear the Governor General this evening talk about education, talk about what's possible in this remarkable space we're in, and talk about a building that has great significance for the University of Melbourne. We've been very fortunate. This Governor General has visited us, as she has reminded us, five times in her term. And of course, we welcome her not only as the Governor General, but as an academic colleague, as a distinguished tutor and lecturer in law at the University of Queensland, and as a very distinguished leader of a college at the University of Sydney, a role in which she made a great contribution and I think looks back with enormous affection. So it's a delight to welcome you. The Governor General has also demonstrated through her continued leadership in a range of educational areas just how important this is, and I think in particular of her work on early childhood development and care. It was only September last year that she initiated an important meeting with experts in preschool and early year learning to encourage a public conversation about the needs of Australian children. So I thank you, Governor General, for your lively interest in us, for your support for current research and teaching, for your encouragement for education and for being with us this evening. This is a very important occasion because it brings together the whole university to celebrate one of its outstanding faculties. A comprehensive university naturally is proud of everything it does, of all its faculties and schools, but we're particularly proud of the spot, as Parkville inhabitants now call it so naturally, and of the work of the faculty it will serve, that of business and economics. A faculty doing important work on so many fronts, with internationally significant research, with a lively PhD program, with innovative teaching and learning programs, with a large and enthusiastic student cohort, and with a growing presence at graduate level. It's a faculty achieving worldwide recognition as the victory in the prestigious Marshall International Case Competition announced just yesterday demonstrates, and the Dean, Maggie Abernathy, will tell us more about this in a minute. It's a faculty doing a fine job building partnerships across the university city border, and in that it represents a fine sense of partnership and all that it brings. I think of a practical example of the Melbourne Business Practicum, where accounting students are working with Melbourne's Royal Botanical Gardens on a new exercise to map the garden's carbon footprint, a project that will add to global understanding of environmental accounting. That's a project that's a partnership between the Committee for Melbourne and the Graduate School of Business and Economics. As the Governor-General said, business and economics is long established and much valued here at the University of Melbourne. And tonight is a special occasion to mark that. And one of the many ways that we'll be marking that is by noting that in 1925, the Sydney Meyer Chair was established as a result of a bequest to the university from the late Sydney Meyer, who established the Sydney Meyer University Trust. That chair was held by many distinguished Melbourne professors over the years, and when the Melbourne Business School was established in 1983, the chair's then occupant, the very distinguished Professor John Rose, transferred to the business school as its foundation director. The chair has remained vacant in recent years, in fact since 2005, and after consultation with the Meyer family, it's an appropriate time on this occasion for the chair to return to the university. So I'm delighted to advise tonight, in accordance with a decision by the University's Council in December, that the Sydney Meyer Chair will now relocate to the Faculty of Business and Economics here at the University of Melbourne. And I'm delighted that so many of our friends and partners and alumni are here to join us on this important occasion. So on behalf of all of those at the University, may I express gratitude for you for participating, and above all, to our Governor-General, Quentin Bryce. And finally, it's my great pleasure to introduce the Dean of the Faculty of Business and Economics, Professor Maggie Abernathy. This is Professor Abernathy's seventh year as Dean, though no doubt it feels just a little longer. And she, of course, holds the chair in managerial accounting here at the university. She's been closely involved in the design and commissioning of this building, the new home for the faculty. In fact, early on, she and I joined the architect, Andrew Norbury, who's here this evening, and dressed in our finest hard hats and boots to clamber over the site and see just what it was that he was delivering. You can imagine the daunting task she has faced in the middle of the implementation of the Melbourne model to also keep a large and flourishing faculty on the move while the construction and design of this building proceeded. She has demonstrated through those years an enormous passion for two of the things that make this faculty great, namely international and community engagement. Early on in her career, Maggie spent 2 years in developing countries teaching business and economics to secondary school students from the poorest of communities. She continues to give the greatest encouragement to our international students and indeed to any student who shows that vital spark of wanting to make the world a better place. She remains a committed teacher and a researcher, a leader in her field. Her research in public sector is known internationally, particularly her research on public hospital management, and also, more recently, her innovative work on performance measurement system design. So it wasn't a surprise when in 2008 she was named the Telstra Businesswoman of the Year for her significant contribution to the community and government sector. It's indeed a pleasure and an honour to call on the Dean of the Faculty of Business and Economics, Professor Maggie Abernathy. Maggie.
Thank you, Vice-Chancellor, for those kind words. Your Excellency, Governor-General Quinton Brice, Chancellor, Vice-Chancellor, my colleagues and friends within the faculty and the university, including our wonderful students, members of the Business and Economics Board, alumni and friends. This is a very special night for me, a special night for the faculty, for our students and our staff, for the university and for those from the business and government sector so closely connected to the faculty. We are celebrating the opening of our new building and the launch of our graduate school. But it's much more than that. It's a celebration of business and economics at Melbourne, as the Chancellor, as the Governor General said, and what we have achieved over more than 85 years. The School of Commerce was considered to have started when Douglas Copeland was appointed on October 1st, 1924. This opening allows us to herald the change to a new school, a new name, Business and Economics, and new directions. I want to use this celebration to seek support from my colleagues who are in this room, my friends, and that means you, alumni and friends, and the university. We've got such strong allies, and we will need you in the years to come. We're in this beautiful lecture theater. We know what we're going to do in the future, and we're going to work with you to achieve that. Tonight, at this particular opening, I want to share with you a little bit about the building and what it means for us. The building will be the home of the Graduate School of Business and Economics. And as the Vice Chancellor and Chancellor said, we call it the spot. Our marketing students came up with that name because it is the spot to be in. It's located in the heart of the university's professional precinct. The building was an ambitious project for the university, and to me and to the faculty, it symbolizes the university's confidence in us. It expects us to build the leading business school, the leading economic school in the region. And we have the people, the facilities, and the commitment to do just that. I have to reflect a little bit on history because we didn't always have such luxurious facilities. And space has always been a challenge for the faculty. In fact, there are three deans here tonight who can verify this. In the 1930s, when we were just starting, we had only four staff. We shared one lecture theater that accommodated 80 people. And we have had staff sharing space in the old law building. Copeland's plea for space was heard by the Meyer Emporium, who donated more than a quarter of the cost to build the new school. It's now called Old Commerce. Now, some of my fellow deans will find this amusing, but when that building was completed in 1940, it was considered luxurious by other faculties because it had upholstered seats in the lecture theater rather than wooden planks. I can imagine the comments that were floating around. And of course, when we started to grow significantly in the 1950s, space shortages emerged again even more severely. Do you know that some of our staff were located above King and Godfrey in Lygon Street? For those of you who don't know Carlton, that's the little grocery store and wine shop on the corner. Students actually passed first year if they could find their tutors. That's all they had to do. It was such a challenge. So here we are in this beautiful building. It has become a landmark and will in the years to come. Its distinctive appearance, some of you love it, some of you don't, some of you are getting used to it, has an instant orientation point to the city. And the design is functional. It's unique. Those large blades on the outside of the building actually provide the structural support and contain the services. They also offer shade to the building. The external design, or the frit, has been fine-tuned to produce a balance to protect and limit the solar heat that's coming through the building. Great attention, and this was always a challenge for the Vice Chancellor and I, was to ensure that the building remained flexible and adaptable into the future. so the spaces can be reconfigured. But importantly, from the university's perspective, and as the Governor General mentioned, it is a commitment by the university to sustainable development. The university doesn't build landmark buildings anymore. It builds sustainable ones. This is the first Victorian university building rated the green building by the Green Building Council of Australia as a 5-star green building, denoting Australian excellence. We're already starting to see the impact on the energy use. I've been told that the reduction in energy is 50% compared to other buildings of similar size that have recently been built. And as a dean, this is important because we're starting to be charged for our electricity use. But importantly, this building is symbolic of where we're going as a business and economics school. It provides that strong connection to industry. Our offices and our classrooms look towards the city. It symbolizes the connection to our founders, what our founders envisaged for business education. Just as Copeland, when he was appointed, signaled that the faculty was in business, this building signals that we are in the business of providing graduate education. It is the manifestation of our commitment to lifelong learning. From this beautiful lecture theater and tutorial rooms, where our students who start next week will actually have their lectures. To the places where the new gen degree students who are going to go on to graduate school as part of the Melbourne model, right through to the experienced executives who want to upgrade their skills, participate in leadership forums addressing important issues facing business and the economy. This building provides world-class facilities for all of our students, old and young. The small lecture theater, the interactive classrooms, the state-of-the-art technology, spaces scattered among the academic floors so that our academics can have their research students close to them. So in sum, we have been most fortunate to have had leaders in the past who provided the vision of where we wanted to go with business and economics education. They provided us with the foundation. And our current leaders, both in the university and those who are here tonight who so strongly support the faculty, we will make the most of this building to build our new graduate school, to build those new connections with industry and government, and to ensure that we deliver on our charter to improve the social and economic well-being of Australia and the region through our research and teaching. Now, I would be remiss tonight if I did not thank several people who were associated with the building design and commissioning. First is the Chancellor and the Council for investing in the faculty. Thank you. For the Vice Chancellor and his commitment to build a sustainable building. Thank you. To two former deans who actually started to get the business case together so that we could actually build the building. Professor Ross Williams and Professor Peter Dawkins. And of course, the architects, Media 3, for achieving what we wanted with this building. For the National Australia Bank, who assisted us in financing, for the project manager, and for the three general managers who oversaw the design and the commissioning of the building. And of course, to the many staff, academics and professional staff of the faculty and the university that made it all happen. Thank you. Now, this concludes this part of the evening. Thank you all very much for attending, particularly Her Excellency. I admire you so much, your enthusiasm for education, your enthusiasm for even having your name on the plaque. It's wonderful. And I'd like to invite you, for those who have responded to our invitation for dinner, please just go up the stairs or the lift, and it's out in a marquee on University Square. Now, we do have some staff and students outside the lecture theater if you'd like to have a quick tour of the building before you proceed to drinks. So thank you again all for coming. This concludes the opening, and we'll now move to the next part of the evening.